Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday, so we're talking about getting healed. If at any time you want to get in touch with me, just give me a call during the program. And the number is 718-664-6988, and we can talk about your situation, or if you have a question about what we're teaching about, be happy to try to answer it online. Otherwise, just go ahead and drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org. There's all the contact information at the profile page, so feel free to use that. Or again, you can visit wecanprepare.org, and contact information is there as well if you're using a podcast. So we do also want to let you know, remind you, that we do have all the podcast information available now at wecanprepare.org, as well as Blog Talk Radio's profile page. If you'd like to subscribe through iTunes or another service, another podcast service. So hopefully that'll make it easier to keep up with what we're talking about. Now we do have the three tracks that we have going with the fourth series. So Mondays continue with Mondays, Tuesdays continue with the Tuesday series, Thursdays we have a distinct series for each one of these days. So we had started out with trying to go start to finish Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. The problem is this information that we're talking about is we're using a different language than so many Christians are familiar with. We're trying to use plain old English. And one of our main focuses is on each one of us being able to hear God for ourselves. We're looking to embrace the whole notion that God is alive and well and working in our lives and speaking to us, that He is fully capable of speaking for Himself. He doesn't need a book. He doesn't need a preacher or a pastor, or someone else in authority to speak for him. He is fully capable of speaking for himself. And he is a jealous God. He works in our lives to bring circumstances about so that we will allow him and listen to him when he speaks for himself. Because our emphasis is not on learning doctrine or believing the right things or having our faith stirred or match what certain people believe to be the right things, but because our emphasis is on a personal, truly personal relationship with God, that approach affects every other aspect of ministry. So to start talking about even simple things or basic things like faith, we try not to use that word. Not because there's anything wrong with the word, but because for so many Christians, there are strings attached. We come to the table with a preconceived idea about what faith is. about the ramifications of not having it and our ideas of how to get it. You know, how without faith it is impossible to please God. So we very often run around with, do I have enough faith to please God? Well, since I brought up the question, let me just answer it for you. You already have all the faith you need to please God. He gave it to you. He gave it to you 2,000 years ago. You've always had it. You always will, and there's nothing you can do to lose it. Because faith is not something that's quantifiable. It's not about an amount. It's about a quality of character, not quantity of belief. And that sort of dovetails in with what we're going to talk a little bit about. And that is forgiveness, and especially when we forgive God. Now, we talked a little bit last show, about forgiveness towards others and ourselves and forgiveness in general. Let me just make sure I've got this part particularly covered. You are a forgiving person, so you forgive others, period. That doesn't necessarily mean that the other person is off the hook. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Now, sometimes we say, yes, I forgive you, but I will not forget this. And there are times when that is absolutely appropriate. When we are building a relationship with someone and trust is destroyed or injured, asking for forgiveness and even giving forgiveness doesn't change the damage that has been done to that trust. Rebuilding relationship, regaining trust, takes work. Relationships take work. Whether we forgive or not, relationships take work. Relationships with others, with ourselves, with God. What we have a tendency to do is, if we are the offending party, we'll say, if I've asked for forgiveness and you've forgiven me, it's as if it never happened. Well, spiritually, that is absolutely true. But our relationships are in the soulical realm and in the natural realm. And in those arenas, those realms, we are to take responsibility for our actions. And there will be consequences that are attached to those reactions, to those situations. When we understand that this is not about these trust issues, these relationship issues, these are not about God. These are not about your spiritual, whether you're a living spirit or a dead spirit. This is not about God. This is not about your Christianity. This is about your relationship. I love the story about how the fellow whose probably father just died came to Jesus and said, you know, my brother won't share the inheritance. Will you come and make him share the inheritance with me? And Jesus said, you know, what do I have to do with you? This is between the two of you. And there's laws already in place to deal with this. Likewise, when he was paying taxes and they didn't have enough money to pay taxes, and his response was, you know, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and render unto God what is God's. Relationships and taxes are our responsibility. So just because you forgive someone doesn't mean you are not responsible for doing what is necessary to restore that relationship and holding them accountable for restoring that relationship. Sometimes restitution is necessary. Sometimes boundaries have been broken and they have to be rebuilt. Sometimes there are legal issues. Unfortunately, people think that relation, especially Christian relationships, that when you get married and within a family, that the laws of the land don't apply. So unfortunately, there's more abuse, sexual and physical, within some Christian marriages than would be tolerated in a non-Christian marriage. This was not what God ever intended. He is not at all happy with us using him to get our way. It is never a woman's job to fulfill a man's needs. It is never a woman's job or a man's job to fulfill a woman's needs. In a relationship, it's a partnership. You work this out for yourselves. Anytime someone's uncomfortable, that's a red flag that you're being manipulated against your will. Now, that doesn't mean you reject the relationship. It means you work out the relationship. But those trust issues, communication, you know, whatever, on and on, all the varieties, this is why God puts us in relationships, to work these things out, not so we'll have our needs met. All of your needs have already been met in God. You've got soulical needs, but they are met through the Spirit. If you were on a desert island, God would take care of you. If you are alone, God will meet all your needs. Now, he puts us in relationships because they are just other circumstances to bring us into dependence on him. But there are so many situations where children are treated within the Christian church are treated as possessions or as a way to test their own beliefs. A lot of times we test our actions. Would I treat Jesus this way? Would people treat me this way if I was Jesus? as a starting point for, is this an appropriate behavior? Well, you know, children qualify for the same respect. The only difference between children and you is their physical age. Now, as a parent, your job is to prepare them for life and hopefully to teach them by literal teaching and also by example how to depend on God to get their needs met. But that's your focus, not to make sure they live up to some standard or law for your own sake, or because this is what you believe they should be doing. So many adults are spending their adult time, their adulthood, undoing what they learned from their parents. Undoing, recovering from what they learned in churches growing up, in the Sunday school, what they saw. Unfortunately, children see and hear so much more clearly sometimes. So think about stepping back and maybe seeing what are your children learning. Especially there's so many within the Christian church, there's so many divided families. Those families where they may be intact, they may all be living under the same roof, but they're not a family. And I just put out there, what are you teaching your children? Would you want your child, when they marry, to treat their spouse the way you are treating your spouse? And also, would you want your child, when they married, to be treated the way you're letting your spouse treat you? Especially women don't realize they are teaching their children how to be married. And when women, wives, allow their husbands to call them names, be angry with them, not allow them to be who God made them to be. When women see their only role in the family is to serve, they are teaching the next generation that women are less important than men. This is purely cultural. We're going to have to really embrace Paul's exhortation that in Christ there is neither male nor female. So what do? Do you just reject the marriage? No. You work on it. Now some, everybody's not going to be able to get on board. It's not God's time for them. And that's okay with God. You are more important than that marriage. as we depend on Him, He, God, gives us specific instruction for whatever situation we're in. So when we say that we are a forgiving person, if you are in a situation where you are basically having to do nothing but forgive the other person, if you think God's going to give you brownie points for that, you're wrong. You're going to have to make some decisions and make some, take some authority over that relationship. Now, there are times when things are literally out of our control. And that's when, having asked God, is there anything else I can do? And He says, no. My grace is sufficient. I'll be with you. I'll give you the strength to get through this. That's when we accept the situation until He brings release. But this is why it's so important that we learn to hear His voice apart from our own, apart from what we've been taught. Because so many of us will hear, especially we'll hear scriptures, or we'll hear a song that we're familiar with. And like I've said before, I've asked God to not speak to me through songs that I'm familiar with or scriptures, because I know I am fully capable of answering my own questions. So this is just one way of making sure. It's a little test I have, and I encourage you to try it or try something else similar. Because it's so easy for us to comfort ourselves, to keep from having to not live out of our flesh. Your flesh, your soul, does not want to give up control, even if it means suffering abuse. Change is hard. Some change is harder than others. But guess what? Every day brings change. As we embrace who God made us to be, overcomers, we will see the opportunities and the almost limited potential here on this earth for learning to live out of eternal life now. And so we learn to have honest, open communication with those that we are in relationship with. And we understand that forgiving them is because that's who we are. It is not about accepting our behavior or others' behavior. We all make mistakes, and we automatically forgive ourselves. But that doesn't mean we continue the same behavior. That's the huge difference between now and then, under the law and under grace, is we don't have to make up for. We don't have to find a way to forgive and be forgiven. We are forgivers and we are forgiven. Now we are learning how to take authority and responsibility for our actions and our relationships. You can't control what someone else does or thinks or believes. But you can affect your relationship. And we don't want to perpetuate the myth that, especially in a family, one gender is more important than another, or one role. Let's, you know, who came up with this whole concept of roles to begin with? Where are role players in theater, in the movies? For roles are for actors, not for relationships. Roles are cultural. They are not from God. Now, we recognize that. That's part of our culture. And we check with God. Is this the way you want us to develop this relationship? But his scale is going to be, is this good for you? Is this my plan for you to accomplish his goals in your life? Not to please society or Christianity or your church or your family. Clearly, there are relationships that are not good for us, that are counter. It's not because they displease society, but because they displease our nature, our spiritual, soulical, and sometimes physical nature. When we recognize we are forgiving others, that doesn't let them off the hook, and it doesn't let us off the hook. Our job is to hear God, to recognize relationships need work and effort. They're valuable to God, but each one of us as individuals is more important to Him. So we'll get into, next time, we'll get into talking about forgiving God. Because, again, what we're talking about is relationship. And when we think about, you know, whether you're married or single or have kids or grandkids, we all have people in our lives. And they're there to challenge us, just like any other circumstance, to depend on God. You're not there to be the perpetual slave for your kids. Regardless of your desire as a parent to make up for what you see as perceived lack, that's God's job. You will never be able to meet all their needs. Now, obviously, you have a responsibility and authority in the physical realm. But there will come a time when you will be equals. So, hope that gave you something to think about. Again, if you have any questions or comments, you want to give some feedback, get in touch with me at wecanprepare.org. It's a blog. And all the contact information is on the profile page. So we'll be getting together again on Thursday, 7:30 in the morning, to talk about knowing God, being able to hear His voice, and test it to make sure we're hearing Him. He gives us specific direction when we need it. So it's not, we don't have to memorize everything so that when we get into a situation, we'll know how to handle it. He will give us the information and the strength and the skills when we need it. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.